So, Kathy, we haven't talked too much about everolimus, and it's interesting that this lady had such a great response to it. Actually, when you think back, when the trials first came out, I mean, they had pretty impressive results, but a lot of people really got turned off by the side effects, particularly the mucositis, the threat of pneumonitis. What's it like, Kathy, given exemestane and everolimus today? How do you find it? Do you use preventive mouthwash?
So I think this is definitely one where we would do things differently for someone starting that therapy today than we would have done a couple of years ago. And unfortunately, many of us, if we have started someone on a therapy and your first couple of patients on a new therapy really struggle with significant toxicity, you get a little gun shy and a little reluctant to use that again. And she's actually been on a couple of agents where I think we see that lesson. That certainly was the case with capecitabine, with the original FDA-approved overdose of patients, and realizing we needed to adjust the dose, pay much more attention to patient education and early dose reductions. And with that, for many of our patients, it is much more tolerable. I think the same is true for everolimus. And particularly the stomatitis, for most patients, if they're really going to run into early acute toxicities, it's the stomatitis, and the patients who really struggle tend to develop that quite early. So our initial strategy was to see patients at 2 weeks on therapy so that if they were beginning to have issues, we could stop the drug, let them recover, start at a lower dose. More recently, we've seen data using a prophylactic steroid mouthwash that dramatically reduces the incidence of severe stomatitis, reduces the incidence of dose reduction. It's less clear to me that dose reduction actually hampered the activity, but it certainly reduced the toxicity experience, allows patients to continue therapy with much less toxicity burden. And I think hopefully it will get people revisiting the activity of this drug, reincorporating it into their management strategy of patients with that dexamethasone mouthwash, because it really can be an active drug. I think we all have patients like this for whom it seems to work phenomenally well for a very long time. Unfortunately, we don't have a way to select them upfront, which would be a huge bonus for us. But I think it's a great example of, with oral therapy, that learning curve and developing really effective strategies to minimize the toxicity can really open up options for therapy that we really had kind of soured on.
So, Layla, this lady was on the exemestane everolimus for 3 years. How did she do tolerability rise? Any issues at all?
She did well. She did very well. That was before I was her oncologist, but she was able to stay on it. She did not have significant issues with mouth sores or any other symptoms.
Any questions you have for Kathy about this case or anything you'd like to hear her discuss?
She's a really lovely person, and she's very clear now on her priorities and quality of life. I would imagine I may find that she's progressing on this combination soon,